adopted here on your Sunday morning. What'll you do when you get home? Gotta love Mr. Clapton. You gotta love Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Broadcasting to you live in San Francisco, California. God, I've listened to Clapton all the time, man. He is unreal. This hour on Sports Overnight America, we're going to be talking, you know, the Olympics is a big deal. I guess I'll preview a little bit of the Russian-Slovak game. We're taking your calls at 1-800-878-7529. Christian in Galveston County, Texas, please call in. You called earlier. I'd love to talk to you right now. So I'll preview a little bit of the USA-Slovenia game. I want to talk about Major League Baseball free agency because it's something that has really skyrocketed in particular. I mean, it's really interesting what's going on with the money and what these guys are getting and some of the advantages of baseball. But also, pitchers and catchers reported on Thursday. So, for us baseball nerds, we're in heaven. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit more about college hoops and the NBA at some point tonight. Talk a little about the NFL. Anquan Boldin's been in the news. Is he coming back to San Francisco? God, I hope so. Is Michael Bennett leaving Seattle? God, I hope so. Let's talk about congrats to Marco Bellinelli and John Wall. John Wall won the duck competition. Marco Bellinelli won the three-point shootout over Steph Curry, which is actually very impressive. Actually, over Brandon Beal. They actually ended up tying and going to another round. So when I come back, we'll talk about the medal count, too, which is actually somewhat interesting. You would actually not believe who has actually got the most gold medals. It's kind of shocking to me, too. Come back, talk about that. Talk a little bit about Major League Baseball and taking your calls. 1-800-878-7529 here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening answering to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I gotta work on my game. No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
There's a man going round taking names.
Christian, I'm sorry about that. Call back in right now.
Besides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
I just did a horrible move. I feel so bad. I just hung up on one of our very great callers on the program. Didn't mean to. Unfortunately, when you run on the board here and do all sorts of stuff, you tend to make mistakes. And if you're me, you make a lot of them. 1-800-878-7529. Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Hold on just 2 seconds. I want to talk about this very quickly. Hear the trumpets, hear the piper. I am a huge Netflix fan in particular. I love Netflix. One of my favorite shows of all time just came back. It's called House of Cards. Now, I didn't have school on Friday, so I felt a productive day. Now, Thursday night I was supposed to come in with Jerry, but unfortunately I had to pick up my sister from the airport, so I was MIA, if it were. But what I ended up doing at midnight with her, we started watching the season of House of Cards, which is possibly one of the best-written political shows I've ever seen in my entire life. If you don't watch TV, watch this show. You'll be hooked on the very first episode. It's 26 episodes now. They're about 48 minutes to 56 minutes long, in between those ranges. One of the more interesting TV shows I've ever seen in my life. Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's very, very good. They're not paying me even to say this, but let me just say, if there was a show with twists and turns, and if you love unexpected surprises and TV shows, man, if you're a Breaking Bad fan, I think you're gonna like House of Cards. Or hell, if you're a West Wing fan, it's like West Wing with a combination of try to think of who's very manipulative, because that's what the main character, who is Kevin Spacey. The show stars Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, you know, Jenna. I love you, Jenna. Rooney Mara, who is Kate Mara's sister. You might know her for Rooney Mara was nominated for an Academy Award for her role in the Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. She's very good in that movie as well. Kate was in The Shooter, which was a very good movie. 1-800-878-7529. Now, we're going to the intellectual portion of our program. A good friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Christian in Galveston County, Texas. What's up, man?
Nothing much, Johnny. Nothing much.
I'm sorry I hung up with you. I felt really bad about that.
It's okay. You can just go ahead and say those were technical glitches.
When I'm running the board, there's a lot of them. What's on your mind, man?
Nothing much, other than the fact that I don't know what the hell was that All-Star Weekend thing about a couple of hours ago.
Hey, beats the hell out of me, right? I mean, it's a way to keep people interested, I guess, because of the fact the All-Star games don't mean anything anymore. That's what it is. You know, the Home Run Derby now is kind of, the only reason why it doesn't overshadow the Major League Baseball game is because, you know, other stuff. Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Pro Bowl game is a bust. You know, the NHL All-Star game is going on right now in the Olympics. That's at least entertaining because it matters. They're playing for medals. But the regular NHL All-Star games, you know, they're hit or miss. It's just a way to keep people interested. And honestly, I don't care. And I don't think most of the country does either.
Right. But I mean, to be honest, what was the whole point in actually separating the event via conference, you know?
I guess it's kind of like the Home Run Derby now, I guess, where they're doing the leagues in different styles, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really like it. I didn't really understand it. I mean, there's no how does the East win the dunk contest? No, John Wall won the dunk contest, not the East.
Right. And that's exactly the name that's going to be put down on the trophy, not Eastern Conference.
Right, exactly. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Hey, Chris, what have you been up to, man? How's life treating you?
Wait a minute, what?
I'm just asking you, how's life treating you?
Oh, life's treating me? Okay, I've been doing a lot of, you know, pro wrestling stuff, but other than that, I've been doing all right. You?
I had a busy week, a couple weeks at school. It's kept me from coming in on Thursday as a Jerry, but I'll be coming back now. It's been keeping me busy. What else is on your mind, man?
What I want to ask is, and I know that the U.S. men's hockey team got a game coming up in about 3 or 4 hours, depending on what time zone you live.
Right.
Against Slovakia, but how about that game they had against Russia yesterday morning?
That was one of the best moments in USA Olympic history, period. The fact they were even in that game was pretty amazing, and the fact they found a way to, even in a shootout, to get the W was awesome. They almost had a chance to win it with Patrick Kane, who had a breakaway at overtime. He almost got the goal to win it just right there, then and there. But, man,
yeah.
I mean, but to be fair, this is I said this earlier in the show. This is an all-star team. You know, this is not a it's not a bad group of hockey players. This is a team that is made up of 22, 23 guys that every single NHL team would have them on their first or second line. And all their D-men would be definitely on their first or second D pairs. So, and their goaltenders would start on Jonathan Quick, maybe beside for Buffalo, he would start on every other team in the NHL. And Ryan Miller, maybe every team but LA, he would start goaltender for them. So, I mean, this is a really good team. And compared to the other teams, the chemistry, that I don't see any team having the same chemistry as USA. They're great with speed. Mm-hmm. They get in the zone quick. I mean, is it great for hockey? Because hopefully they can get a goal and make hockey more popular. Because I'm sick and tired of hockey being an afterthought on ESPN, on all the major shows. And only NBC covers it. And they don't do a necessarily great job of it. At least they do it, though. You got to give them credit for that. But I'd like to see more hockey. I mean, it's a great sport. It's guys who come all around the world to play. And to be honest, it's a bunch of guys who, you know, they don't get paid like these other professional athletes, but they give maybe more. When you watch the NHL playoffs and the Olympic Games, I mean, it's some of the best sports you can ever see.
Yeah, and plus, other than the Olympics, the NBC coverage will stretch out to the point where they do show the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right, they will. I mean, that's the nice thing, that now the Stanley Cup Finals, at least on the weekends, are on NBC. But for the most part, they're on a different channel. They were on Versus for a while.
Yeah, NBC Sports Network.
Right, and NBC Sports. The hockey's becoming more prevalent now. And honestly, if there's the Heat and Indiana on, and maybe the Sharks and the Kings, I'm watching the Sharks and the Kings. I'm sorry. The hockey, I mean, there's a real rivalry there. They actually hit each other. They fight. They you know, it's tough. It's tenacious. It's good sport. And the funny thing is, we all love football so much in America. Why don't we like hockey? It's an honest question. I mean, there's only one other sport that even compares to the contact of football, and that's hockey.
Maybe it's because of the fact that hockey is more of a Canadian sport, even though Canadians love football more than we do.
Well, hockey was created in the United States, which is, I think, is very funny. It was created in the United States, not Canada.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was...
But other than that, how good do you think TJ Oshie will be in these next coming games in the Olympic hockey tournament?
Well, it depends really on the matchups he's going to get, because he's on the fourth line. He's with Podkorowski and a combination of Paul Stastny and Joe Pavelski, depending on what they end up rolling out there. You know, that's the one thing about hockey. You know, it's not so much about what you do when you have the puck. It's what you do when you don't have it. Now, he was in a position where it's a shootout. He's got the puck. It's on his stick. Clutch effort. No, don't get me wrong. It was great, but he's not the guy who is the determining factor for this team going forward. He's a very good player. He's really on their fourth line, which is kind of an energy line, but they're the best energy line I've ever seen. Overall, he's not. He's important. I mean, they all are important because they're a deep team. But if he doesn't score any more goals, which he hasn't scored a goal in regulation yet, I mean, they'll still win games. That's not really too. It's not too imperative. Now, he needs to play well, but doesn't have to score goals.
Right. And one more question before you guys cut to break.
You got 2 minutes,
know Jerry,
Christian. Go ahead.
Huh?
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, but still, did you even bother seeing that UFC event that happened hours ago? The main event between Lyoto Machida and Gegard Mousasi?
I heard it wasn't very good, man.
I bet it wasn't, but I'll check it out and probably tell you about it via social media. But still, that's all the time I got. I know Jerry's going to be pissed at me because I mentioned the time.
It's okay, man. Don't worry about it. Well, did you say the actual time or no?
Well, actually, the amount of time y'all have before y'all cut the commercial break, which is probably right now.
It's coming up in about a minute. Don't worry about it. I'm not Jerry, so you don't have to worry about it, okay, man? Hey, you take care of yourself.
All right, Johnny, you too. Make sure you drink your liver guard.
Believe me, I'm going to need it after tonight. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number, folks. We're going to come back, do an update, get you ready for, because in most parts of the world, you got Olympic hockey coming at you. Man, it's exciting stuff. So we're going to come back, talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about baseball a little bit at some point tonight. Just because I want to talk about the free agent, about this next coming free agency, which is going to have monumental impact on the game. So we're going to come back, talk about that. We'll talk about the NFL maybe a little bit, and we'll see where the night takes us here on Sports Overnight America. XM Sirius Channel 92, The Sports.
It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm a scholar. I enjoy scholarly pursuits.
Suddenly playing with yourself is a scholarly pursuit.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. When I stop and I turn,
legendary Sir Paul McCartney. I actually saw him play this year at Outside Lands. It was pretty awesome, actually. And we have welcome back to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. We got an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to liverGARD.com. We type in the coupon code, and that is the word great. And you're going to get a great deal as of actually preventing alcohol hangover. Check it out at liverGARD.com. Very quickly, I'm going to give you your college basketball scores. Syracuse beat North Carolina State in a close one, 56-255. Florida beat Kentucky, 69-259. San Diego State beat Air Force, 64-56. Kansas blew out TCU, 95-265. Duke and the Nailbiter came up out top on Maryland, 69-267. Cincinnati beat Houston 73-62. Iowa State, kind of shocking. They beat Texas Tech tonight 70-64. St. Louis, they beat VCU. Virginia Commonwealth 64-62 and another nail biter. Iowa beat Penn State 82-70. Virginia beat Clemson and I like Virginia. They're a pretty good little team. They might make a run in the tournament. We'll see. They beat Clemson 63-58. Texas beat West Virginia 88-71. Connecticut upset Memphis 86-81. UConn, nice play. Yeah, Ohio State beat Illinois 48-39. Looks like a football score of the Big Ten. I don't know. And North Carolina beat Pittsburgh in an upset 75-71. Your hockey games coming up in just a few hours for some of you, depending on where you're spinning on this part of the planet. Got Norway and Austria, Slovakia and Russia, the United States and Slovenia, and Canada and Finland. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at liverGARD.com. More at Sports Overnight America. And we're back, 1-800-878-7529. I don't know why I said why we're back, because I was right here the whole time. But overall, I want to talk about the Beatles next segment. But real quick, I'm going to go over the medal count for anyone who is interested. Here's the deal with the medal count. Right now, Russia right now is actually number one. They have 4 golds, 6 silvers, and 5 bronzes. Then the Netherlands. They're speed skating. They've been and speed skating and long distance skiing. Them in Norway have been kicking butt. They got 14 medals, 4, 4, and 6. The United States, check it out, is actually tied for second right now. They got 4 golds, 3 silvers, and 7 bronze medals. And hopefully we'll medal with the hockey teams. Norway, they're number 4 right now with 13 medals. They're at 4 golds, 3 bronzes, and 6. I'm sorry, 4 golds, 3 silvers, and 6 bronzes. And check this out. The two most gold medal countries. Germany has got 7 golds. Pretty impressive. I would not ever expect that going into the Olympics. And Switzerland. Yes, Switzerland. They got 5 golds. How about that? A little bit weird, but hey, good for them. And then last on the medal count is Ukraine with 1 bronze medal. At least every country has got a medal. I mean, I'm sure in the Winter Olympics before some of these countries, they have not medaled. They represented in a few sports and have not medaled. So at least everyone, at least every country has got something to be proud of. 1-800-878-7529, that is a phone number. You know, I'm going to do my Beatles recant right now because I played Helter Skelter for the update. And let me tell you why. I watched the Ed Sullivan Show tribute to Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr and the Beatles, really, from 50 years ago on that date. The Beatles coming to America and playing on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that was really entertaining. And I learned a lot, and it really shows music in this country and how important it is. You know, even 50 years later, you know, you had all sorts of people from all sorts. Ed Sheeran covered the Beatles. Katy Perry covered them. Dave Kroll was awesome. He was unreal when he played up there covering some of the Beatles songs. All of them were covered so well. Even Maroon 5 did a good job. And I even like Maroon 5. They actually covered the Beatles very well. They even dressed the part. They all wore the suit and ties, had the band, just looked exactly like them. That was pretty cool. You know, and you know, when you talk about the arts and like film and music, people say they got, and this is very true. If you don't believe me, if you ever meet people in film, about writers or directors, what was the movie that made them want to be in a film? And most of them are going to say Star Wars. And I know that sounds a little wacky, but that was the movie that changed, that was the beginning of a major revolution in movies as far as sci-fi goes. And let's face it, everyone's a Star Wars fan. Either you like Star Wars or Star Trek, you like one or the other. I've found very few people who don't like either, because they're also a liar. But when we talk about music, why do you want to be in a band? Why do you want to play the guitar? It's because of the Beatles, man. I mean, there's never been a band like them. There never will be a band like them. And to be honest, I'm a fan at 21 years old. And they're going to continue to touch people for years to come. And also because they were a very personal band. A lot of their songs were written by their life experiences. You know, hey, Let It Be, it was about Paul. It was actually when the band was breaking up, actually. That was pretty interesting when they talked about Let It Be. And it was when the band was breaking up, and Paul wrote about his mother's death, which was very important to him, and turned out to be a phenomenal hit song. And the Beatles had their issues, as you know, we all do in life. But you know, their music lives on. Their art will continue to inspire generations for years to come. And it's a shame they're not on the radio anymore. If there's anything about this industry that I hate, it's the fact that classic rock, you know, no one plays old music anymore. And it's disgusting, really, because some of the stuff that's out now, you want to tear your ears off and throw it through a window, because it is bad. And I have no problem saying that. But some of the songs, but some of the great bands, is that blend the Beatles, a lot of the bands I play tonight, the Stones, you just don't hear them anymore. And it's sad. But, you know, overall, I mean, I really want to get that off my chest because I am a Beatles fan. I really enjoyed watching that. If you have a DVR or on demand, check it out. You learn a little bit, too. You know, they talk to Ringo and Paul ad nauseum. Some really good artists cover their songs and do a very good job of it. Ed Sheeran did a great job of In My Life. I mean, that was a really good cover, just him and the guitar. That was actually a very good one. And overall, I mean, they did a great job covering all the songs. And then Paul and Ringo played together. Ringo can't sing, which is really funny. I don't know why they keep making him sing, but it's a disaster. but overall, it was entertaining to watch, and you learn a lot about the history of music and the British invasion, which happened thanks to the Beatles. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number. We got about a minute left in this segment, and I'm going to run it out talking. What are we going to talk about next segment? You know, I want to talk about Major League Baseball, and because pitchers and catchers reported. So I'm very excited. Me being a huge baseball fan, I'm an unapologetic Giants fan. Any way you look at it, love talking about them. But I'm not going to mention them next segment because I don't really care, because it's in my mind they failed this offseason. They sucked, and I'm not afraid to say it. Oh, at the same time, there wasn't a whole lot of money to spend on guys that could really help them out. So I understand why they didn't do a whole lot. But I want to talk about the future of the game, and in particular next year. And maybe even at this year's trade deadline. Because there's going to be some wacky stuff going on. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about maybe a little bit of the NFL for 22 days of free agency. And man, oh man, it's going to be pretty crazy because we, as we've seen the last few years, a lot of crazy stuff happens at free agency. We'll come back talking about the future of Major League Baseball and the future of the NFL here on Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is Jerry Burke from the Chris Townsend Show, and I'm here to talk about Herb Blossom Express. You've heard me talk about Herb Blossom Express before, and I can't stop raving about it. It is incredible. The American spice, if you're into making homemade soups, if you're into making homemade pasta like I am, the Italian spice with the European garlic, you can't do any better. The Cajun spice, if you're into Cajun food. And of course, if you love grilling chicken and lamb, the Moroccan spice, it is to die for. And here's something really cool. It all benefits disabled farmers. Benefits disabled farmers. Look, here's what you do. You go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. Right now, for $15, and this includes shipping and handling, you get sample packets of all the herbs, all the spices. This includes the European red garlic. $15. Go to their website. It's herb-blossom.com. That's herb-blossom.com. For the best herbs, spices, and garlic in the history of this or any other known planet, you go to herb-blossom.com. Once again, that's herb-blossom.com.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yesterday was one of the greatest days of my life. Mary and I went skiing. We made a snowman. She touched my leg.
Okay, kill him!
I told you I'd play the Stones. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Gotta love the Stones. Because we are a classic... The music we play on this station is classic rock for the most part. I will occasionally play some rap once in a while. Songs I like, man, typically they're the same artist, Jay-Z. I got a Macklemore song in here for basketball, but I don't really play it. I mean, but this is more of a classic rock sort of station. As I just talked about, the Beatles. They are the classic of classic rock. Thank God for Elvis, who showed them the light and the way and the truth. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball. I want to, just because it's going to... Baseball is at an interesting time, as we see the contracts skyrocket between really guys who don't deserve the money that they're being paid. You know, if you have never read the book Money, if you're a baseball fan and you've never read the book Moneyball, you probably should, because, you know, there's a reason why the A's keep winning. You know, this is not just luck that they keep winning. And they're going to be a force to come with, again, in the American League West, regardless of what the Rangers do, or the Mariners, or the Angels do. But I just want to talk about the league in general. First of all, I want to talk about a couple of the youngsters who are going to be hitting the free agent market, David Price and Matt Scherzer. Next year, both of these guys are going to hit the free agent market. The Rays will no longer have arbitration rights on either on David Price. Now, Scherzer, on the other hand, will hit arbitration. And he does not want to talk a contract in the middle of the year. Keep in mind, this is the guy who just won the Cy Young. David Price was, I think, third or fourth in the voting for the Cy Young. It's a very real possibility. In fact, it probably will happen that both of these guys are going to hit the free agent market next year. And Price is going to walk. And there's no guarantee. The trade rumors were flying and flying around. The Rays got him on a one-year, $14 million contract. Definitely a pay cut if he had gotten traded. But who knows? This might even work out for Mr. Price. In a better way than he would have expected. Because let's face it. The Rays are a team that they build through the draft. They don't mind letting guys go. They know they can draft guys back. That's not a problem for them. They're going to find a way to replace him. They've done it with Matt James Shields, which was, I don't know, I guess it was a controversial trade, but Will Meyer really worked out for them. He was American League Rookie of the Year. But they're going to have to figure out a way to replace him. Now, the trade rumors have been swirling already, even post his contract, which is, I don't know. If the Rays are out of it, they're going to move him. I mean, if they're not in the division, if they're not even close, maybe even if they are close, they might just move him just because they know he's not coming back. And it's sad. I mean, it's really unfortunate that these small market teams can't hang on to their players. It's unfortunate, but that's Major League Baseball for you in a nutshell. And then there's Scherzer up in Detroit, who, you know, the Tigers, you know, they don't have, they're not at top, you know, they're like top in the league roughly, but they're having some money problems. In a sense, they had to move Prince Fielder. Maybe it also didn't really work out for Prince in Detroit. Okay, that's fair, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to be really tough for them with Kinsler now to really compete. I mean, they're the best team in that division. The Indians had a nice year this past year. I expect the Royals to be a hell of a lot better again to keep improving. That's a team on the rise in the American League Central. But what happens if Detroit loses Scherzer? Now, Verlander had a bit of a rough patch last year. And I think more is the fact he's a little bit older now. He's got to start learning how to change his stuff and be ahead of the curve and be ahead of the hitters. They know what's coming now. But he still is, if not the best pitcher, he is top five in Major League Baseball. But the Tigers, you know, they get Kinsler, who's a top flight second baseman. But the Tigers' offense, you know, obviously they got Miguel Cabrera, who's probably going to end up moving to first base. That was the reason why Prince Fielder was traded, let's be clear. They understand that Melky at third base is a hazard. He's a first baseman, and in a few years will be a DH. That is what's going to happen to Melky Cabrera. He right now is the best hitter in baseball, and then that's not a debate. He's the best. Best home run hitter, best power hitter, best contact hitter, best clutch hitter. If there's a guy you need to get a hit, Who do you send to the plate? It's Melky Cabrera. That's it. And they might not be able to keep Scherzer, and it's going to be tough for them. Hopefully they get something done. They will. I feel that like they're going to work something out. I wouldn't look past it. But it's going to be tough. And if they lose Scherzer, this team could very well fall into mediocrity. And that would be sad because they've been one of the best teams in the American League for the past few years. But a few of the teams I want to talk about, I mean, everyone's talking about the Yankees. What else is effing new? That's why I said effing, because it just drives me nuts with the Yankees. I mean, I can't stand it. Because everyone's talking Tanaka. Okay, great. What about the rest of their pitching? He's only starting 32 games, you know that, right? 33 maybe 34, if he stays healthy. Who's going to start the rest of them? They had a poll on ESPN. What do you expect from CeCe Sabathia? Cy Young Award year? Oh, yeah, totally. No way. Yeah, he lost weight. Good for him. He looks good. But he's not going to win a Cy Young. He's not that good anymore. He's lost his stuff. I don't know. The Yankee nepotism has to stop. I mean, it's driving me crazy. Yeah, they got Beltran. Yeah, they got Jacoby Ellsbury. Good players. They're going to add to that team for a few years, absolutely. They have Teixeira. They're getting Jeter back, hopefully a healthy Derek Jeter. They lost A-Rod, which would be a bit of a blow. They got Brian McCann, who's one of the better catchers in baseball. But who's going to get people out? If you look at the teams who have been in the World Series the past few years and have won it, they get people out. The Cardinals, the Giants, and the Red Sox, what do they do better than anybody else? They had great starting pitching, really good bullpens, and a dominant closer who shut the door every time he had to. The Red Sox did a really good job of not shutting down the Cardinals. The Cardinals, a few years ago, they did a good job of shutting down the Rangers. The Giants shut down the Rangers, and they shut down the Tigers in 2010, 2012. So there's a number, you know, that's a key to success in baseball. Anyone who says anything different is an idiot. Because if you can score 900 runs a year, but if you get up 850, you may not make the playoffs. So, I mean, I know we live in this game now where we got to hit home runs, and that's the steroid era at play. But is it really good for the game? I don't think it is. I think it's a pain. I think it's kind of wrecked the game in a way, and it's sad. I mean, clearly it's sad. But overall, I mean, some of these teams, like the Yankees, they're not going to make the playoffs. The Yankees are not going to make the playoffs. Right now, I'd say that they are, as far as an overall team goes, maybe second in the AL East. Maybe second. Maybe. The only reason why I'm saying that is because Baltimore is not going to have Manny Machado for most of this year. The Blue Jays are a mess. Good call on trading for Reyes. Really good call, Blue Jays. I laughed at that deal. I thought it was funny. The Marlins got a steal in that trade. They dumped so much dead weight. It was hysterical. I mean, I'm sorry. Who in Toronto? I mean, obviously it was the general manager of the Maple Leafs who made that deal because he had no idea what the hell he was doing. Jose Reyes is a great ball player when he's healthy. Only problem with him is that he gets hurt a lot. And when he's hurt a lot, he's not very good. And when you're spending a lot of money on a shortstop who's not even on the field, that hurts. And that's Reyes. They got Josh Johnson, who is now playing in San Diego. He walked. That was just such a bad trade on almost every level. And everyone applauded. I remember everyone was talking about that. I was one of the few, when that trade was made, I said, Baltimore, it was a steal. For the Marlins, and everyone ripped the Marlins. But you know what? The Marlins in a few years they're going to be very good. They got Joel Fernandez, the young starting pitcher who was gnarly this year. He was very good. They have Giancarlo Stanton. Hopefully he hangs around. He might be a guy on the move at the trade deadline, depending on what's going to happen with his future. Hopefully he stays around. I would like to see these small market teams not get picked apart by the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. It would be nice. that the Major League Baseball becomes an equal sport. And we're not talking about the same 8 teams every year. Because we are. Yeah, okay, maybe the same 5 teams every year. But this year's going to be exciting, hopefully. The Nationals, I think, are going to be a team that's going to bounce back. Do not count the Braves, because the Braves are really good, and they're going to be very good again. Everyone, for some reason, has already given the Nationals the crown. He did that last year, and look what happened. The Braves won the division by a landslide. So, everyone cool off on the Nats for right now. And there's the Cardinals, too. The Cardinals have been, and possibly, the best-run franchise in professional sports the last few years. And the reason why I say that is because they make the playoffs. And let's go back to 2010. They make the playoffs, get knocked out by the Phillies. Okay. Fair enough. Following year, win the World Series. Awesome. That offseason, lose Albert Pujols. Now, when you think about losing a guy like Albert Pujols, when you talk about teams, when they lose their star player, what happens? I saw it firsthand. When the Giants lost Barry Bonds in 2005, they won 76 games that year. He only played 20 games, but he was basically out for the entire year. They won 76. After he retired, they won 70. It was bad. Very bad. And this team, forget about being good. They are one in 2012. They're 1 win away from going back to the World Series. Thank God my Giants won. Very thankful of that. But they're going to be in the mix. Obviously, the Dodgers in the West. But maybe the Diamondbacks or the Giants could challenge them. I think they could. The Dodgers are 2 injuries away from being a subpar franchise, but they could pitch. And I got to tell you, when you can pitch, you're going to find a way to win. Overall, though, for Major League Baseball, I'm really excited for coming up for this year. It's going to be a nice, long, good season. And on this show, you're going to hear a lot from Robert Bwan. I'm going to interview him a lot about Major League Baseball. We're going to come back, do an update. They'll miss you. We're going to come back and do an update. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325.
800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, do you guys have any old furniture? I'm moving into the attic. Hey, do you guys have any old furniture? I'm moving into the attic.
The attic?
Hey, at least it's big. Grandpa said you used to live in a closet.
Oh, the soundboard here. Just crap that on me. Janis Joplin playing for us, taking us into the next hour of Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529, that's the phone number. Moment update coming for you. Look, I'm not going to do an update. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. We got one coming up in about a half an hour, but if we were going to do one, it will be brought to you by LiverGuard. You can go to livergard.com. Type in the coupon code, and that'd be the word great. You're going to get a great deal. Just that accent prevents the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. Next hour, we're talking a little hockey. Pretty exciting. I'm stoked. In a few hours, we got some grade A, high quality hockey coming up. Here on this Sunday, February 17th. Very, very good stuff. If you're not a fan, become one. Jump on the bandwagon. I don't care. I want more people to watch hockey. That way, hockey will be on more on TV, and I'll have to be much happier. I'll have something to do when football and baseball aren't going on. But till that time, I'm stoked. Going to get up super early. Well, not really. I'm going to go sleep a few hours and try and watch a little bit of Team USA. Come back. We'll have a lot of fun. We tend to here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Thanks a bunch, everybody.